This is The Qualified.
The Qualified.
The Qualified.
El Calificado.
The Qualified with Ryan Huff.
Hey, what's going on, Qualified family? Hope you're having an amazing day as always, and welcome back to The Qualified. Back. That sounds kind of funny to me. Anyways, whatever. Welcome back to The Qualified, where we showcase God's goodness with the ultimate goal being to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Y'all, my name is Ryan Huff. I'm your host. Thank you so very much for listening. I'm super excited for today's episode. We have another great one for you. I hope it encourages you. I hope it uplifts you. And yeah, let's get into it, y'all. The reason we call this podcast The Qualified is because I believe that we are all qualified to make a difference with this beautiful gift of life that we've been given. However, just because we're qualified doesn't mean we don't have to put in the work to make that difference into a reality. So that being said, you have to put in the work to make that difference to reality. So that's what my hope is, that something that is shared on this podcast ultimately empowers you, ultimately encourages you, and puts you on the path towards living the qualified life. Because I believe that whenever we're chasing our potential, whenever we're living a life that makes a positive impact, that's ultimately working on becoming the man or woman that God created us to be. And we're ultimately living the qualified life. Because remember, you're qualified for more, so you should never settle for less. All right, y'all, let's rock and roll this episode. I'm super excited for it. Before we get going into it, got to remind you guys, this podcast is absolutely free. All right, so we're not going to run ads in the show. You know, you're not going to hear some random thing for a product you won't use and such, right? So that being said, since we don't run ads in the show, the only thing that I ask is that, you know, it's a value-added proposition. If you get value out of the show, do this one thing. Share it out with at least one person, right? Let them know that you enjoyed it. And, you know, that's only if you know, if it made you laugh, made you smile, if it challenged you, if it lifted you, maybe it made you think a little bit differently. Whatever the case may be, if it improved the quality of your day in any sort of way, just share it out with at least one person. Let them know that you enjoyed it, all right? And we go on from there. So, again, because we don't run ads. But if we were to run ads, the only thing that I'd tell you about is this amazing company that my wife and I run called Qualified Apparel, where we feed families in America through selling apparel. And what's great about that is that every one item that we sell provides 10 meals for families in America. We do a lot of awesome retail designs, but we also have a large wholesale side as well. We do a lot of custom printing and things of that nature too. So if you have like a business you like custom printing for, or maybe just some get together you like custom shirts for, let me know. We'll love to work with you and love to ultimately change American lives in the process as well. And you can learn more about that at qualified-apparel.com. But that would only be if we were to run ads in the show. But since we don't run ads, I'm not going to tell you about that. All right. So let's rock and roll, y'all. So all right, on the reel, let's go ahead and start off with a quick word of prayer. I just said on the real. I never say that. But anyways, to get real, whatever. Anyways, we're going to start off with a quick word of prayer and then get rocking and rolling into this episode. So, Father God, thank you so much for this amazing day. Lord, I pray blessings over this conversation with this amazing person on the other side of my voice. Lord, I pray Exodus 4:12 that you would speak in and through me, Father. Give me the right words to say, and that ultimately this podcast would empower them to chase their potential and live a life that makes a positive impact, ultimately becoming the man or woman that you created them to be, and live the qualified life. In your powerful name we pray, amen. All right, y'all, so today's episode was kind of inspired by a recent event. So we, my wife and I live at in an apartment. We love the place that we're in. It's super pretty, and the environment's great. It's in a great location and such. But the thing about it is, as well, we have this neighbor, right? And this neighbor, he's a great dude, and we've talked to him regularly and such, and we see him, and we always say hi and such, everything. But one thing that's interesting about it, though, and the reason I wanted to record this episode, in the title of it, as you can see, how to be careless without being careless, right? And there's kind of two ways of looking about it and such. So the way that I'm going to start off is kind of talking about our friend here. So we've noticed over the months, starting in probably June, I think actually May, matter of fact, I think it was May. Yeah, and starting in May, he kept on getting these notices on his door. And these notices, as we saw, were eviction notices, right? And I was like, oh no. And so what it ends up being is that he ends up, he hasn't paid his bill, right? And ultimately, he hasn't paid his bill and stuff, which, mind you, before go any further, The guy has money. He has several jobs and such, and he buys new stuff for his truck. And like, he just recently bought new wheels for his truck, went on several trips and such, has people over all the time, is always ordering out and such. So just wanted to have that disclaimer. The guy has money. I know he does, because we've talked about that and such before. So just throwing that out there and such. But anyways, that being said, he gets these notices on his door all the time, right? And these notices are like, hey, you're going to get evicted. You know, you're about to be homeless. Not exactly good news and such, right? But the thing is, like, he's got one, you know, he had one, you know, hey, you're going to get kicked out in June. Then you're going to get kicked out in July. Then the last one was most recent was you're going to kicked out this month in August and such. And I laugh about it only because of this, right? I wouldn't be laughing if I knew the guy was struggling. Obviously, if, you know, if that were the case, then, you know, my wife and I would hopefully be able to have the means to be able to help him out and such. And, you know, he was just in a tough time. But this ain't him, right? This ain't him. And so that being said, what ends up happening and such, he, you know, ultimately just waits till the very last minute and eventually pays his bill, you know, just before they're about to kick him out and change the locks and, you know, throw him out to be homeless and such. But the thing about it is, whenever you talk to the guy, you would never know that any of that's going on. Why? Because every time you talk to him, he's just the most happy-go-lucky, you know, not a care in the world kind of thing. Literally, the dude is careless. Like, he's careless in the sense that he's just gotten to the point of just being kind of foolish more so. It's like, bro, pay your bill. Like, that's going on your record. And it's like the more you have an outstanding balance and you haven't paid your bill and you're always late, it's like, that's not good. Like, especially for future stuff and such. Like, come on. And like, you're about to get kicked out and everything. Is what we've had, like, seen maintenance come by and, like, you know, do other stuff at his house and such. So anyways, not good. But the thing is, you would never know about that when it comes to the guy. Why? Because he's always just so carefree and so careless about it. But he's the kind of careless that you don't want to be. He's the kind of careless of, like, you know, the whole house. Like, have you seen that meme before where it's the picture of the dog and the dog's like, you know, hey, not a care in the world and such. And meanwhile, his house is literally burning. He's like, oh, it's a little warm in here. But it's like, dude, hold up. Like, there's a little more to the situation going on and such. But the thing about it is, you guys, when it comes to that, we can't be, especially I'm speaking to Christians more specifically, when it comes to what's going on in the world, we can't be like that in the sense that, well, hey, God says to roll our cares on him, cast our cares on him, and not be concerned about what's going on in the world around us. Because, hey, if God takes care of the birds, if God takes care of all the plants, then he's taking care of me too. I don't need to be worried about that. If I don't pay my bill, it's okay. God's got me, kind of a thing. No, like, we're not supposed to be careless in the sense that we're foolish and we're not good stewards of what God has given us and put in our hands. But the thing is, we are supposed to be careless in the sense that we're not stressed, we're not worried, we're not anxious, we're not thinking about what the worst case scenario could be and all that kind of stuff. No, we use wisdom and we cast our cares on God, and but we also do our very best every single day to be stewards with what God has placed in our hands as well. So because of that reason, because we know that God takes care of the plant, you know, just like the Bible, Matthew says, you know, if he takes care of the lilies of the field, he takes care of the plants, if he takes care of the birds of the air, how much more does he care for us? And how much more will he provide our and take care of our needs as well, if he does care for those, even the small things as well? So the point being, you guys, we're not supposed to be led by our emotions. We're not supposed to be led by fear and led by stress and led by all these things about the negatives that could happen. Now, we're supposed to be prepared, right? We're supposed to be making sure that we're good stewards and that we're not, you know, acting foolishly and we're not acting carelessly, but we're not supposed to be filled with fear and allowing that care and that fear and that worry to drive us in that regard. Because why? Because God knows exactly what we need. God knows exactly what our desires are and what our needs are. And especially the more that we draw near to him, he comes closer to us. And especially the more, just like Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. Or like Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you desires of your heart. So he has all of our needs met by his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. But it does not do us any good if we are led, especially nowadays, right? It's crazy times, man, especially if you live in America these days. It's wild out there, you know, with everything going on in government, everything going on and just social issues and all kinds of wildness, man. It's crazy times. But anyways, it could be very easy in these times to be led by fear, be led by stress, and be led by the cares of the world. But guess what, guys? We're supposed to be careless in the sense that we're not concerned. We're supposed to be living our lives minus fear, minus worry, minus anxiety. Because why? Because we know God's got us. Now, we do our job of making sure that we're good stewards, that we're staying in the word, we're staying in prayer, we're meditating on those things day and night, and we're casting our cares on God, be like, God, and we're tithing, we're still making a point of doing that. But why? Because it's all about the heart. It has nothing to do with money. It's all about the heart. Who is first place in your life? And we honor God with that and such. And because we do those things, because we cast our care, because we stay in prayer, because we do all those things that we're supposed to do, we know that God's got our back. And so because of that reason, we also are good stewards, because just like the parable of the sower, the parable of the guy who invested his stuff and versus the guy who didn't, and the guy that didn't invest and he put it in the ground, the master called him a wicked and slothful servant. So we're staying on top, we're doing our due diligence, we're doing our duties, and we're making a point of being good stewards with what God has entrusted us with. And guess what? We allow him, we trust him with the rest. Like, God, we're going to do our best. We make a point of stewarding well where we're at. We trust in the Lord. We lean not on our own understanding, but we trust in him when we allow him to guide us in everything that we do. So therefore, we're not careless, meaning that we're not driven by fear. We're not careless in the sense that we're being foolish and we're being driven by fear and all that kind of jazz, but we are careless in the sense that, yeah, the world might be burning around us, but we know that we're doing our thing. We know that we're doing the things that God wants us to do, and that we are making a point of being good stewards where we're at. We're doing the right things that we know we're supposed to be doing, and we're trusting in God as well. But we're not just being careless and being foolish in the sense that, well, you know, wait, I'm going to do these things, but I'm just going to allow God to take the rest. And like, no, bro, like faith without works is dead. We're supposed to do things as well. So we can't be governed. We can't be led by fear. We have to be led by what the word says. And if the word says trust in the Lord, then guess what? We trust in the Lord. If the word says work, then we work. If the word says, hey, put your faith in me, cast your cares on me, then guess what? That's what we do. We're not driven by our fear. We're not driven by worry. We're not driven by stress and what the economy is and what the government's like and what the president's doing or anything like that. We're driven by what the word says. We know that God's got us. And when God has us in the palm of his hands, guess what? We can be careless, because we know that God has us and we don't need to be driven by worry. We don't need to be driven by fear. So that's more of a message to Christians today. And even if you're not a Christian, heck, listen to the end of the podcast. You'll get an altar call. So, hey, there we go. But I mean, seriously, though, we as Christians are supposed to be different already. And if we as Christians are in this world, not of this world, but we're in this world, since we know whose we are, since we know who we are and whose we are, and we were complete in the finished work of the cross, and we have all the promises and we have all the things that are in the Bible laid out for us, we're not supposed to be led by our emotions. We're not supposed to be led by fear. We're supposed to be examples and supposed to be different. And guys, I get it. It's scary sometimes out there, man. Like, I get it. I understand. I could give several examples of what my wife and I are walking through right now. It's certainly uncertain. I understand that part. But at the same time, my wife and I can both be careless in the sense that we're not concerned about what's going on around us. We're not acting foolishly, but we're not going to be concerned about what's going around us in the sense that we know that, hey, 1,000 may fall on one side and 10,000 on the other side, but it will not come near me, right? And even though things are happening around us, we know that God's got us. We know that God is in control, and it's not over until God says it is. So we don't need to be led by fear. Don't be governed by that. So I just want to encourage you, as you're going through these days, as we're going through, every day on a day-to-day basis, just remember, God is in control. Now, don't be foolish. Don't be like those other Christians. Say, well, hey, God's in control, therefore I'm not going to do anything. No. No. Don't act foolishly. Don't be dumb. And don't just be like, well, hey, God's got this, so I'm just hands off. I'm not going to vote. I'm not going to do anything and stuff. No, that's not. Absolutely not. That's being reckless, and that's being foolish, and that's being a bad steward of what God's entrusted you in your hand. So do the work. Do what you know needs to be done. But as far as that's concerned, do your best and let God take care of the rest. And that's the point. So you can be careless in the sense that you're not governed by fear, but you're not careless in the sense that you're not being foolish and you're not being, a bad steward of what God has given you as well. And that's the message. Y'all, thank you so very much for listening. I trust you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it out with at least one person. Let them know that you enjoyed it. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, and if you enjoyed this message, truly, if it added value to your day, please, all I ask is that you go on there and leave us a 5-star review. Let us know how we did. And, like I said, share it out with this one person. Let them know that you enjoyed it as well. Y'all, I will talk to y'all very soon. Actually, I'll talk to you next week. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. Have a great week. Talk to y'all soon. Hey, what's going on, Qualified Family? Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I trust you enjoyed the message. You know, with the Qualified brand, our mission is to empower you to chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. You know, ultimately the life that you are qualified to live. You know, but it's not about just being qualified on our own. It's about the fact that God has created us with innate value and divine purpose to live for something bigger than ourselves. You know, a life ultimately that is fulfilling and brings glory and honor to Him. You know, so whether you've never had the opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life, or maybe you were like me, you know, and you fell away, kind of fell away from your faith and did your own thing. I want to encourage you with this, and that is that Jesus still loves you and wants, desires a relationship with you so badly as well. And here's the thing, it doesn't matter how many times you've messed up, it doesn't matter how messed up your past is, it doesn't matter how many times you've missed the mark, it doesn't matter how many times you thought you were going to go one way and you went the other way as well. Your purpose still stands. Not only that, regardless of your past, the love of Christ for you still stands as well. You know, and that's the amazing thing, dude. I've made a point of sharing how crazy my past has been and how many times I messed up. And here's the thing, God is the God of second chances. And not only second, but third, fourth, fifth, infinitely amount of chances, man. He just wants that relationship with you. So would you pray this prayer with me? Just repeat the following. Just say, Father God, thank you for the amazing work your son Jesus did by dying on the cross and raising again, forever making me righteous, complete, and free from the power of sin. I confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, repent of and ask forgiveness for my sins, and fully surrender my life to you. Use me to make your kingdom great. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, first of all, I am so dang excited for the decision that you just made. And I got to tell you this as well. It says in Luke 15, verse 10 in the Amplified Translation, that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. So what does that mean? Dude, right now, there's a dang party going on in heaven, bro. Like, everyone's going crazy. They're like, hey, this guy just gave their life to Christ and made the best decision of their life. So seriously, I'm super happy for you and excited for that decision you made. So two things. Number one, I got to tell you, you got to recommend that you need to get a Bible and start reading the New Testament, reading about the life of Christ as well. So whether you download the Bible app off the iTunes store or, you know, for Android, and start reading it there, or, you know, definitely recommend either the Amplified Translation or the New Living Translation or even the New King James Translation as well. Or if you get a physical Bible as well and start reading, that's great. But just make sure you start reading and, you know, reading the New Testament, learn about the life of Christ and go from there and start growing that in that relationship and spending time with Him. Second of all, there's a special page that I made specifically for this as well on Qualified Pearl's website. That link for that is down below in the description. And it just takes you to some resources that I highly recommend that you get. Books that I've read, with the exception of one, there's one called, Disciplines of a Godly Woman. Clearly haven't read that one, but the other ones I highly recommend, and they're super powerful. This, some great resources that'll help you grow, help you improve, and just go deeper in your relationship with Christ as well. So, dude, so happy for you. And if you need anything, definitely feel free to reach out, thequalifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Happy to answer any questions that you have. Y'all, have an amazing day. Until next time, chase your potential and live a life that makes a positive impact. We'll talk to you soon.